Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, the man with, whatever, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Hey. Welcome, everybody. Man, I tell you, the time went quickly today. Show came up on me fast.
Yeah.
In fact, it went quickly all week. Yesterday afternoon, I was doing something. All of a sudden, I thought, oh, shit, we got a show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Better schedule that or something.
And it's a little harder to do when there's really just not that much going on.
I know. Things are pretty slow.
Yeah.
Nothing interesting happening?
No, not really.
No big drama?
No.
We need a big drama on Facebook or Tumblr or in the blogs or something.
I know.
Give us something to talk about. See if Dana could start something.
I was just thinking that. She can.
Oh, I bet she can. So you sound a little rough, Matt. You doing all right there?
Well, you know, the whatever. Like we said, there's just not much going on. Just not feeling good. Kind of in a mild funk. Nothing major, just a lot of little physical maladies, mental, emotional maladies, that all add up to just me.
Yeah, just can't kick it.
Yeah.
Just can't seem to, Well, that's unfortunate.
I know.
Poor Matt. Poor Matt.
Yeah, poor old Matty.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a couple of physical maladies. I hurt my right shoulder. I don't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been doing a big fist pump when the Miami Heat beat the Celtics. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what caused it. But it's not bad, but it's just kind of there.
Yeah.
But I can't sleep on my right side because I roll over on my right side and it starts to hurt.
I'm sorry.
So I'm sleeping basically on my left side, which means every morning my left shoulder is killing me.
Wow. I've got a cure for
life
that.
Life is tough, man. I'm telling you.
I've got a cure for that. Sleep on your back.
I can't sleep on my back.
Really?
Because, see, I can't sleep on my back, one, because my back will hurt. I'll start having back pain. But number two is I have such bad allergies, and I start having so much drainage that if I'm sleeping on my back, a few times during the middle of the night, I'll go like that.
God, you may drown.
And then I'll go, and that's not a pretty picture at all.
No.
And it usually disturbs the underage hooker, with me. And She wants to get paid extra. I don't really know where I'm going with that. But
I don't either. But, you know, it was funny nonetheless. I've got this tennis elbow thing. I think I mentioned it briefly one time, but it's getting worse. It burns. And it's from, I use my right arm to lift 30 packs. And I swing them around to scan them. And we've actually been busy this year. And evidently my elbow's not used to that. It burns when I'm not even doing anything.
Man, that's interesting. Maybe you should try using your left.
Well, I know. I've been told that by several people.
We're all doctors in our spare time, you know.
In fact, I went on to WebMD, and it came back the same way. Use your left arm, dummy.
Click for possible solutions. Use your left arm.
And then
you need one of those. Maybe you need a little little elbow pad or one of those little. If you've ever seen people who have tendonitis, they have to put a little. It's like a sweatband way up high on their arm. Maybe you're gonna need something like that, or there on the forearm, or wherever they put it. It's that repetitive motion injury thing that you've got going.
Yeah, but then when people come through, they'll see me with that. You know. That armband clear up there, and they'll go, "Oh, you're trying to be cool." Yeah, you know, I don't like that.
Well, you know, make it a red armband, and maybe people will, you know, howl Hitler you.
I could do that. That's not bad. Yeah.
You know, the problem with these repetitive motion injuries is the only way to get over them is to stop doing that repetitive motion. And, well...
Well, I'd like to, but I'm all that Mikey has. And then, God, I've got this thing in my kidney. It's finally almost all the way gone. You know, I mentioned last Thursday, I was going to color Schmoop's hair, but I had this pain in my kidney to the point where I thought I was going to throw up. It hurt that bad. And so I didn't color her hair. So. And now I hear about that all week, so I got to do it tomorrow.
Sounds kidney stone-ish.
Well, I would have thought so too, but it's passed, and I don't mean it as passed. It's just gone away.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when the kidney stone is gone. You stop hurting.
Well, wouldn't I have felt it? I hear that.
No. It would have just whizzed right on out of there.
Really?
Oh yeah. What happened when I had mine? When I had my kidney stone, I hurt so bad I was afraid I wasn't going to die. And I went to the emergency room, and so I'm explaining to them that, you know, I don't know, I must have hurt myself. I don't know the pain, and I threw up. And she goes, "You ever had a kidney stone?" Said, no.
God,
what
maybe
do
that's
you do now.
Maybe that's what it was, because as I said, I couldn't even do that simple task last week because it hurt to the point where I thought I was going to get sick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's brutal. It's brutal.
Wow.
It's bad.
But I didn't go to the emergency room, so I guess I'm more manly than you.
I guess so. I actually did throw up. And I was bent over in pain, and they gave me something for the pain, and it only lasted a few minutes. That was his... And I'm like, you know, you better pump that IV full of something good. And then when they determined that it definitely was a kidney stone, they gave me a strainer and sent me home to feed through the strainer.
Well, I'll tell you what, it did hurt when I peed the other day, but I just figured that was my gonorrhea. So
it was just your underage hooker that might have caused that, right?
Yeah. Who knew it was a kidney stone?
Yeah. But then when I passed the kidney stone, I went home, and I was trying to sleep. And, you know, I'd had the pain meds and everything like that. And then all of a sudden I had to pee like you wouldn't believe. Like, you know, just, you know. And I go in there, and I passed the kidney stone. Mm-hmm. You can see it there in the little strainer, and it was. I wish I'd have kept it now. That would have been a cool thing to have.
Oh, I know. Exactly.
Put it in a little baggie and frame it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it with me. That'd have been a nice little conversation piece. When the conversation, when things lull a little, hey, you want to see my kidney stone? Sure. So,
and it,
anyway,
it really,
at
that point, it's not even a kidney stone. It's a milestone.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I did in June of 2012. And yeah, I guess that's it. My elbow and my kidney, but
yeah, well, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Plus, people have been pissing me off.
Oh well, yeah, that happens too.
Yeah, I know. Of course,
but you know,
it may have been because of things I've said, but nonetheless.
Well, you know, that's going to happen. Sometimes people are just going to piss you off, or you're going to piss them off, or whatever.
And usually I roll with the punches, but, you know, since my kidney hurt, I didn't want a kidney punch.
All right. Well, you know what? I tell you, the opposite of being pissed off at somebody. It was somebody who made us pretty happy this week. And that would be our good friend.
The lovely Joe.
The lovely, the talented.
The hot.
Joe.
Oh,
yeah. The smoking hot Joe.
Oh, man. She's got the best smirk in the world.
She's got a lot of tood.
She does.
But she made us a new show logo, and I mean, it's pretty fancy.
It is.
And I don't know how she took our old show logo and turned it into the new one and fixed all the sizes of everything, but she did. I guess she just got tired of looking at that other one made by some hack. And decided it needed to be fixed up.
Well, I know how she did it, Jay. She's a witch.
She's a ninja.
She is a ninja.
So we thank Joe very much for the new logo. And being Joe, because she is so cool, she gave us the logo with the transparent background so we can switch out backgrounds if we want.
Oh, yeah. One more thing to distract myself with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if we wanted to, I'm not saying that either of us would be this kind of person, but if we wanted to, we could take a picture that somebody sent us, you know, of their fantastic cleavage, and and put the show logo over that just for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, we
you
could
know?
Like each be a nipple. It'd be great.
Yeah, and weird. The microphone fits perfectly right in her cleavage.
Not that we would do that.
No. Not that we would do something like that, because that's childish. And that certainly wouldn't be the very first thing. Did it? I just had to see if I could, you know, make my own background. That's all it was.
Yeah, it was an instructional thing.
Yeah, it was. You know, I even saved it as background test. You know, I mean, it's very clinical.
Yes, exactly. And if we haven't, we want to say hi to the guests in the room. And anyone listening, you can call in at 661-244-9852 on the whatever hotline.
All right. So, see, we just covered 15 minutes right there. Just
I know.
Babbling.
Yeah. Just like an episode of Seinfeld.
Yep. Our witty banter back and forth.
That's all it
which,
takes.
By the way, that's what our good friend Sweet Pea loves. She just loves to hear us talk.
I love to hear her talk. She needs to call in again.
She does.
Hilarious.
We need Sweet Pea, sending up the IWS signal right now. We need Sweet Pea to call in and talk to us about 50 Shades of Grey. That's what we need.
Yes.
The book.
And put some emotion into it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With that sweet southern Jewish accent of hers.
I know it.
If she did that, I'd eat a bagel while screwing my sister. I'll tell you right there. That was kind of wrong, wasn't it?
A little bit, a little bit.
Yeah, well. There was some minor news this week, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of your love interests is now betrothed.
Oh, pretty devastating news that came out.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is engaged.
Were you crushed?
I just sat in my room and cried.
Did you really?
No. But... it's very sad. And honestly, at 19, getting married at 19, does this girl have to fulfill every redneck stereotype? Is it necessary to do this? Other than the getting knocked up at 16?
Well, you know.
I mean, like Britney's sister did. But, you know. But you know what? Getting married at 19 means divorced at 24, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. It's funny you mentioned that. Doing my research on important topics like this, I read an article in the LA Times where it says they're concerned that young girls are going to start getting married at her age now because, well, you know, Miley did it.
New York Times.
LA Times.
Oh, they always, well, the LA, well, you expect that from the LA.
All those times are the same. They're all.
Oh, there's just so superficial out there in
but
LA.
It says,
you know.
It says, and I have to disagree with this, their reasoning behind what they're saying is recent research shows that couples who get married before they are 20 or under 25 are 2 to 3 times more likely to get divorced.
Really?
And I can tell them right now that's wrong. I got married at 22, and I've been happily married for 25 years.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
You shot down their little
theory. Yes, I did. And while funny, it would have been funnier if I could have spit it out correctly.
That's all right. You know, when you finally got it out, it was damn funny.
Well, you know, because I am so in love, I just stutter and whatever. So there you go. Take that, LA Times.
Yeah.
I bet their first kid will be named like Bo. Hoss. Bobby Joe.
Billy Joe.
Billy Joe. Billy Joe Jr.
Billy Ray. Well, she might just name it Billy Ray.
Yeah,
after
Billy
her
Ray.
First love.
Billy Ray Jr.
Yeah, I don't even. And look, I mean, she just up and announced that she's engaged to this Liam Helmsworth.
Yeah,
whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Who is this character? I don't know this guy. I don't know anything about him. I know he was in The Hunger Games with our good friend Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Butterface.
Yeah, who's single-handedly carrying the IWS website. To great heights.
Uh-huh.
And, but you can find it at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Oh, very
but
nice
anyway,
transition.
Thank you. I don't know about this guy. I don't know, you know, if he's a good guy, if he deserves her, if he's worthy of her or not.
Well, he is Australian.
Let's see. That's a problem right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you know, he's probably fun out there in the back country, hunting gators.
Yeah.
And crocs or whatever it is they do out there.
Probably had one too many Fosters and thought Miley Cyrus was Kylie Minogue and said, "Will you marry me?"
Probably. We have a caller.
Do we really? Oh, my God. 314, you're with Stupid.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, 314.
I was calling because you were talking about being married before you're 25. Well, I was married at 21, and I've almost been married 22 years.
See?
There you go. See? So, once again, the L.A. Times proven to be a bunch of buffoons.
Yep.
Right.
The mainstream media got it wrong again.
Yep. And then I also get to meet Mr. J this weekend.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right. Coming to town.
Where I hear it's dead as a doornail, right?
It is a little slow, and it's a little slow around here. But yeah,
that's
I'm
okay.
Sure they'll have a great little baseball tournament out there at the. I think it's First Federal Bank Sports Complex.
They haven't told us what we're playing. I'm just told where to show up to sleep.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Sometimes I call that a prostitute.
Maybe.
Kidding, of course.
So, anyway, but.
Yeah. Should be just a wonderful weekend, about 92 degrees, 85% humidity.
I don't even have to pack clothes.
Yeah. Walk around in nothing but flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but flip-flops, see? You know, feel like those women who just got arrested around here for showing their boobs in the golf courses. They'll arrest me for being no clothes in a baseball park.
That's hot.
Well, I see no reason for women to wear tops on a golf course. None at all.
Yeah.
Good God, no.
In fact... Well, I guess it could throw your swing off if the boobs start swaying a little on you.
Yeah, I guess it could.
Maybe, you know, if they're big enough, man, you know, you could lose your balance a little, cause you to fall back, slice one off to the right.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, well.
You know, you stand over the putt, wait for your boobs to stop swaying, and then putt. That's probably...
Good.
All right.
There you go.
So I guess we should tell everybody this is Catcher Dude's mom.
Yeah.
On the phone with us.
Yes.
Not in the chat room, but she's on the phone, and
that
matters.
Right.
That's what counts.
Yeah.
She's sneaky like
never.
That.
I was just listening to it on my phone instead of having to log in, so.
And Catcher's dude, hold on, because, oh, my God, we're about to have a four-way here.
Yes, we are. We got another call.
Yes, we do. 417, you're with Stupid.
Well, you're with Crackerville.
Uh-huh.
What do you got
there? Cracker.
It is.
Yep, I saw that 417 number, and I knew it was Southwest Missouri.
Yep.
Well, the Show Me State is singing loud and proud today on I'm With Stupid.
Hell yeah. We're big in Missouri. Big,
yeah,
big in Missouri.
Yeah.
I know. It's yeah, everybody knows who you are up here.
Yeah. So, Catcher Dude's mom, do you know Cracker? Cracker, do you know Catcher Dude's mom?
I do.
Well, all right then.
Bringing the world together.
Bringing the world together. One small
One small planet.
Mm-hmm. How's them rusty sandwiches working out for you there, Cracker?
Well, you know, I'll have to give those up to my trust.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, Mike Bova just got off a good one on Twitter, Matt.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He
What's
says,
that wacky guy up to now?
And ladies, you're going to love this one. He says, one of my newest Twitter followers is a zoo. It must be my animal magnetism.
Oh!
Oh.
That Mike Bova is a... He's, oh, God.
He's a hoot.
He is.
Well, I don't have to get on Twitter much anymore.
Why
well,
not?
That's a shame, too, because all the guys at the soda shop miss you.
Yeah. Well, I mostly just lurk. I'll just be peeking at what y'all are saying. I'm usually just reading. I'm always there, but I just never comment or anything.
You're stalking or lurking.
All right.
Got a big summer planned, Cracker? Going to be down at the lake a lot? I guess not. Okay.
I think the Percocet just kicked in.
I think Cracker called us and then put us on hold. I really do.
Well, she's funny like that. But we don't mind.
No.
It's all about being yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, and Vinny Bond just checked into the room.
Well, what do you know? Vinny Bond?
Yes.
I'll be dang. Just wandered in with 2 minutes left in the live stream. Glad you could make it, Vinny.
Yeah.
And, of course, you guys, you can all catch Mr. Vinny Bond every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Time on Music on the Couch right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have CDM on the line. Is your boy going to be a hot shot this weekend at the tournament?
I'm sure he'll do as well as he normally does.
Uh-huh.
Or doesn't do. So, you know, I think he's supposed to catch, but that's always to be determined.
Well, if he doesn't, you'll have to change your name.
You're right. But he doesn't right. always catch. Well, you
first
know, and he got this
first
thing
baseman's
about
mom, center fielder's mom.
No, they just, for some reason, they only, especially when it's hot like that, they'll only let him catch one, maybe two of the games. So I guess it just depends on how many games a day they have. But I'm still trying to get the schedule to find out when we're playing because they said something about they might start Friday. So that will determine what time I have to leave here.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
But I guess his manager Tommy Lasorda. I'm just, I don't know what Tommy's up to anymore these days. But Lasorda was always big about that. Oh, you can't catch the Saturday night and Sunday afternoon game. Sorry, can't do that.
Well, and sometimes if it's, you know, depending upon how hot and humid it is, they will not even let him catch the whole game. It's like, whatever. If that kid wants to catch, let him catch.
There you go.
I want to burn him out, though.
No, that is true. Don't want to burn him out. So maybe times will work out and you can actually come watch him play.
Me? Oh, no, probably not.
God. You know, they come all the way down to Arkansas and you will not go watch them play.
Well, no, I'm sure it's a lot of fun. I'm sure it's a lot of fun for other people to go up there and sit there on metal bleachers in 92-degree weather. But if they played in a dome, I'd be there. You know what I'm saying?
Put some oven mitts on your thighs. You'll be fine.
Okay. So, I'll meet you in a nice air-conditioned restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Place that serves beer, maybe, you know.
But, you know.
Yeah, like if he would switch to a winter sport, maybe played hockey. If he played hockey.
You'd be all over that, wouldn't you, Jay?
Yeah.
Then you'd take too
cold,
and you know when you're asked to freeze to a bleacher.
No, it's not that bad in the hockey arena.
Well, no, what if they played outside, though?
It'd be all right. I'm okay. He could go out there and play in 32-degree weather. It'd be better than playing in 92.
Okay, then.
All right.
The parents were happy to find out that they could buy their alcohol there. Yeah, talk about that alcohol, those parents.
Oh, yeah. We got the liquor stores.
I know. You guys got them right after I moved.
That's right. As soon as Cracker moved away,
we
went wet, put in those liquor stores.
I know. I waited forever, and it's like the week after I left Harrison, y'all went wet. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep.
Now I get up here, and y'all walk in Pizza Hut, customer, there's liquor everywhere. And I was just telling Stuart, I was like, oh, my God, look, there's liquor. And everybody's looking at me like I was, you know, stupid. Yeah, we didn't ever have alcohol down there. I was like a kid in a candy store, so I felt kind
of. What? You mean I can have a glass of beer right here in
I know.
Store?
Right with my pizza.
That's right.
Man. It was exciting.
On Sunday even? No way.
Yes. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
praise
awesome.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to get off work and drive to Quaker Liquor anymore.
Nope.
All right.
Well, we got something pretty exciting happening in my neck of the woods this weekend, J-Man.
The man is going to be there.
The Mitt Man, Mr. Willard Romney, is going to be a mere 25 minutes away from me.
That's right. Close enough to reach out and touch.
Exactly. I'm already a tingle.
I know. I know you want to reach out and touch him.
I do. I want to shake his hand, give him a little personality.
Yep. Now, what's this burger joint that he's going to?
It's called K's. It's a real hole in the wall. And they serve really awful hamburgers. I mean, you and I and most people would find them wonderful. They're all greasy and dripping and fat and all that shit. But I don't know if the minister's going to like it too much.
Well, that'll be interesting. My guess is he'll order his burger plain.
Yeah.
You know, and he may have an assistant or an aide right there with some napkins to try to soak up some of the grease for him.
Yeah, linen now.
And then, yeah. And then, of course, he'll eat his burger with a knife and fork.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ask him if he wants a Coke with that, he'll say, no, I brought my own bottled water.
Evian.
Uh-huh. Imported.
And then when he finds out they're handmade, he's probably just going to throw up.
Actually, that bothers me a little too. I'm gonna have to.
Oh,
I'm gonna side with the bed on that
one.
I mean, I could just see, the dude back there with the hair down to his butt and 17,000 tattoos and piercings all over. Yeah, I'd rather him not handle my hamburger.
You don't want him touching your meat, do you?
No. Don't want him playing with my meat. Uh oh. Live chat support is currently down for BTR.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yep. But so, Matt, you going to try to go over there and see him?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'd like to go over there. And in fact, you know, Jay, Shmoop and I always have Fast Food Friday, so it all comes together. I could pick up a few burgers to go, shake Mitt's hand, and there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe some fries.
Fries are good. And then I could top it off with the banana split that that's still in my freezer from last Sunday.
It's still there?
Yes. Uncovered and looking good.
You like your banana split a little frosted.
Well, I like to let it breathe.
Oh, man.
And then when I get back, turn on the TV and watch the NBA championship.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, a game up. The win last night.
Yep.
They're looking pretty invincible right now. Pretty hard to beat.
Well, how can they not be when, you know, you got Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and Detlef Shrimp.
Oh man, Detlef.
Looking good.
Yep. Quality basket. That was a great game last night. That was a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
It was well played. Just Oklahoma City, just better. They just got more game. Miami just doesn't have an answer for Durant and Westbrook, which I knew they didn't. Yeah, the guys who play Oklahoma City, Durant, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron didn't even play crappy. He played well.
Nah, that's good.
And Miami didn't play all that bad. They're just not, you know, good enough.
Oklahoma City just has more mules, more horses.
They do.
They're bringing it. They're giving 110%. They're leaving everything on the floor.
Damn right. And I wonder how those, well, there are no real Miami fans, so there probably won't be too many traveling. But I'm sure people traveling from Miami to Oklahoma City are finding OKC to be just a wonderful town.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. What with all their beaches and things like that. It's just like home.
Well, you know, I mean, you could go out to the National Softball Hall of Fame. They got that going for them. They got the Will Rogers Homestead.
Oh, there you go.
See, Oklahoma City's a great place. And
yes,
very underrated town when it comes to strip clubs.
Really?
Just saying. In fact, I bet there are better strip clubs in Oklahoma City than there are in Miami.
Well, in Miami, it's not really, they don't really have clubs. They just do it right there on the beach, don't they?
Well, yeah. Oh, sure, you know, it's nice, you know, the better price there, just sit on the beach for free and watch the ladies. But, Oklahoma City, great town. Lots and lots of fun stuff to do. Good people.
Good folk.
Yeah. Of course, you know, porn is illegal in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And they have that 3.2 beer.
Yeah. And they don't want you eating fetuses.
Nope.
Can't
no
have
abortion
that.
Cafe. No abortion cafes allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Cracker?
Yeah, what's up?
Cracker? CDM?
I was staring off. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, correct. Yeah, have either of you two ever been to Oklahoma City?
You guys went into talking sports, and I started staring off.
Oh, right.
Only thing I
thought
about
was News Miami or something, and I started listening then, but.
I know. I did, too. I was, like, staring outside. There was a deer out there.
Yeah. Well, I won't take that personally or anything, I guess.
Oh, no, no, it's not your fault.
But it's nice you stayed on the line during the hard time. Yeah. We appreciate that.
I've learned, well, I've been married for 4 years now. We've been together 12 years, and I've learned to tune out certain things. And my mind, it'll appear that I'm paying attention, but I'm not.
After 12 years, Shmoop has learned to tune things out too. Like when I say, "Hey, could you cook?" And she never hears.
Yeah, I never hear that either.
When you say things like, you know, looks like the dishes are piling up pretty good. But speaking of that,
I don't even
Cracker
react to that.
but Cracker, isn't today your fourth anniversary?
It is today.
No way!
Oh,
happy anniversary! It is today.
Well, happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
We got married on Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Of course you did.
Yeah, I'll give you one of these things. There we go. Friday the 13th. That's pretty clever.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like 104 degrees outside. I thought I was gonna pass out. It was crazy.
Did you guys have a? Well, instead of an open bar, you guys probably just had a washtub full of ice and Bud Light, right?
Oh, I got married in my shorts and T-shirt. Of course we did. I did. He did, too. Yeah, we had our shorts and T-shirts on and flip-flops. You know how we do it in Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of my stepsisters, when she got married, they said they were having a cowboy wedding and they wanted everybody to just, come in their cowboy's outfit. So I wore nothing but a pair of chaps.
That is hot.
But luckily the preacher came running. Luckily, the preacher came running out there and laid a towel on the pew for me. So.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, it looks like we got about 2.5 minutes or so.
Yes, we do.
Show. So we want to thank Catcher Dude's mom. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Cracker.
Cracker, thank you for calling in, and happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
And we're going to be having a big show this Sunday.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to have a big show.
But it's
going to
be big.
It's going to be big, big. No, I don't think I'm getting wireless out there.
I carry my own wireless.
All right. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk zombie apocalypse or 50 Shades of Grey or any of these popular things that the kids are talking about today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that book.
That's a good series.
Uh-huh.
I heard it's like straight up porn. I have to have it. God, dude. I told my husband that, too. I was like, this is going to be straight-up porn. I need to buy this.
Or we could talk about candle wax. That's always a good topic.
Yes, candle wax is fun, too. Candle wax, fine.
That's a hot topic.
It is.
It is. It is a very hot topic.
Have you read them?
Huh?
Have you read them?
No.
I want to buy them so bad.
CDM, you're the only one. You and Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea read them.
Yep.
She's all a flutter.
Yeah.
Yes. I read them from the library, and then I ended up buying them for my Kindle. Maybe that's what I'll reread while I'm in Arkansas hiding in my hotel.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for calling in.
Yep.
And thanks,
you're
everybody.
Welcome.
Thanks, everybody out there for listening.
And we'll see you.
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I guess, J-Man, we'll see each other on the radio Sunday.
Damn right we will.